Hello all, and welcome to Rockstar Emo Week. We should all be like depressed and stuff because we're emo or whatever.
Why are we here?
Why?
I'd rather be in bed.
Life stinks.
I know.
I have feelings. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, this week is, as Dylan would call it, mallcore slash emo music, whatever you want to call it, week. This is one of my favorite weeks, so I'm really excited. Up first, in a shocking twist of fate, is Alash. She's always last. So it's just, like, interesting to me. I don't know. Yeah, let's listen.
I'm a bad person, you don't like me. Well, I guess I'll make my own way. It's a circle, I mean cycle. I can't excite you anymore. Where's your gavel, your jury? What's my offense this time? You're not a judge, but if you're gonna judge me, well, sentence me to another life. Don't wanna hear your sad songs, I wanna feel your pain. Will you swear it's all my fault, cause you know we're not the same. We're not the same. Oh, we're not the same. Yeah, I got friends, we stick together. We wrote our names in blood. But I guess you can't accept that the change is good. It's good. It's good. Will you treat me just like another stranger? Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. I guess I'll go. I best be on my way out. You treat me just like another stranger. Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. I guess I'll go. I best be on my way out. Ignorance is your new best friend. Ignorance is your new best friend. This is the best thing that could have happened. Any longer and I wouldn't have made it. It's not a war, no, it's not a rapture. I'm just a person, but you can't take it. The same tricks that once fooled me, they won't get you anywhere. I'm not the same kid from your memory. Well, now I can fend for myself. Don't wanna hear your sad songs, I don't wanna feel your pain. Will you swear it's all my fault? Cause you know we're not the same. We're not the same. Oh, we're not the same. Yeah, we used to stick together. We wrote our names in blood. But I guess you can't accept that the change is good. It's good. It's good. Will you treat me just like another stranger? Well, it's nice to meet you, sir. I guess I'll go. I best be on my way out. Sir, I guess I'll go. I best be on my way out. Ignorance is your new best friend. Ignorance is your new best friend. Ignorance is your new best friend. Ignorance is your new best friend.
And that was Lash.
Lash.
I, like, honestly don't have anything bad to say about this. I thought it was really good.
That was really good.
I loved your harmonies. I loved your layers. It sounded like the actual song. I really don't know what to say. It was really good. Yeah, like, it was just really enjoyable to listen to. Like, your energy was there, It was fun. I loved it. Great job, beloved.
I liked this too. This was really good. I think your voice fit this song super well. Yeah, it was awesome. I loved your harmonies. Your intonation was amazing. I love that little like fast vibrato she has at the end of her notes. I really like that.
It worked so well for this style of music. Great.
I really like that in any song. Anyway, my only note is that a couple of the higher places in the chorus once in a while went a little bit sharp, but that was it. I liked this so much. Mm-hmm. Way to open up the show.
Yeah, seriously. Whoa. Valk?
I'm happy that we got Paramore, like, right out there. Like, bam. The subliminal messaging worked. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add, really. I was just, like, enjoying this. I love, like, the edge you had. You sounded like, you, like, captured Paramore. You sound, like, super Hayley Williams-y on here. And, like, this is one of my favorite songs of theirs, so I was pleased. Yeah, the end. I didn't have anything to say. It was, like, awesome. And I'm gonna, like, keep this MP3 because it was amazing.
Up next, we have Dylan.
Stand when all the lights go out across these city streets. Where were you when all of the embers fell? I still remember them, covered in ash, covered in glass, covered in all my friends. I still think of the bombs they built. There's a place that I could be, then I'd be another memory. Can I be the only hope for you? Because you're the only hope for me. And if we can't find where we belong, we'll have to make it on our own. Face all the pain and take it on. Because the only hope for me is you alone. How would you be many years after the disasters that we've seen? What if we learned of all the people burning in purifying flame? I say it's okay, I know you can tell. And though you can see me smile, I still think of the guns they sell. If there's a place that I can be, then I'd be another memory. Can I be the only hope for you? Because you're the only hope for me. And if we can't find where we belong, we'll have to make it on our own. Face all the pain and take it on. Because the only hope for me is you alone. The only hope for me is you. The only hope for me is you. The only hope for me is you. And if we can't find where we belong, we'll have to make it on our own. Face all the pain and take it on. Because the only hope for me is you.
Dylan. he sent a really funny email, so I'm going to read it. Okay. He says, I don't know if this is too weird or not, but I had this picture of like 400 years in the future, and the world has just been destroyed by bombs, and this guy sent this holographic message to the love of his life, and then, at the end of that, he gets shot. Lol. So, that's the role I am taking for this song. Again, that may be kind of weird, but it is what it is, yo. Looking forward to hearing some MCR.
I love the lol after he gets shot.
I know. That's the best part. He gets shot. Lol.
Oh my god.
Did you think this role was completed, beloved star?
I'm not even gonna address that. That was... Anyway. Dylan, I thought this was really good for you. I think the main thing that stood out for this for me was your intense emotion, even though a lot of the song, actually no, not a lot of the song, it was like day and night part of the time, like it would get intense here and there and then it would get really quiet and tender, but your emotion never like faded at all. It was always appropriate, so I really found that to be pleasing to listen to. There were a couple of pitch issues here and there, but overall not really that bad. And my last note is make sure you have enough air to sustain the longer notes. But other than that, I've really enjoyed listening to this. This was great.
Valkyrie?
I agree about the emotion. Like, that was my favorite part of it. I was like, it felt like it was like part of a soundtrack to like one of those post-apocalyptic like I Am Legend movies or something. It was like, yeah, like no one is left on the earth and Dylan is singing while this stuff is going on and stuff. Yeah, I had the same like, well, I think you're getting better at like placing your voice, so that made me happy because like your higherness didn't sound as like tense or whatever, but yeah, you need to like breathe a little more so you can hold them out longer. And my only other note was like, on the bridge, it sounded like you were clenching your teeth, and I was like, that's kind of weird. But I think you probably did that to like get the emotion across, or if you did clench your teeth or whatever. But like, yeah, other than that, it was just like sitting and like watching the movie or whatever, watching the credits roll while you were singing or something.
Dylan, I really liked this. This felt like Follow You Into the Dark, Dylan. Like, back again from the grave. Not that he was dead. I don't know. That was not the right thing.
Dylan has been dead.
No. No, I think...
Because he got shot.
I really enjoyed this from you. I specifically wrote down the way you sang memory in the second chorus. I don't know why. I just thought it was really nice. I agree about what Beloved said about holding, like having enough breath to sustain long notes, because sometimes you started to like trail off a little bit at the end. But honestly, that was my only critique. I think that you did an amazing job with this. I think it was a great song choice for you, and I think you captured the emotion so well. So yeah, keep up the good work. This was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we have Znovana.
Thank you.
imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, said a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, it's just better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, it's just better to face these kinds of things with a sense of, oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne. Chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, just better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, just better to face these kinds of things with a sense of people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, it's just better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of
And that was Snowfender. What'd you think, Valkyrie?
I don't know. Like, I feel like you had, like, Jeffro syndrome. And this sounds, like, too happy to me. I think, like, I wanted it to sound more, like, intense and, like, emo. And it just kind of, like, sounded really kind of being bouncy and happy. And overall, I think it sounded kind of, like, weak, like you weren't supporting yourself enough, because like you were like fading out on some of the notes, and it sounded like you were, it was like lack of support, I have to stop this now, instead of like doing it by choice or something. I thought the layering at the beginning was cool and like the verses were good, but like I don't know, like the song as a whole like didn't like keep me interested. So instead, I love you is no problem.
Yeah, there was some things about this that I really liked and some things that I didn't like as much. I liked your harmonies in the first verse. In the second verse, they sounded kind of strange, like they were too loud or something. In some places, your timing was like a teeny bit strange, like you held out a couple things. But I liked your energy. I didn't notice the happy thing as much as Valk did. The bridge, like the poise and rationality, like you did this thing where you'd go like poise, rationality, and you'd like fall with your notes, and it made you go like off key, I think, or something, and like it just, like it wasn't in tune with the backtrack, and so like it was like, I don't know if you weren't holding it out or if you were doing that for effect, but it just like, it didn't work for me because it wasn't like in key or in the right like tune. And then it felt a little bit low for you at some parts, but that didn't bother me as much as the bridge did. Really, I like kind of liked this. I was like into this up until the bridge, and then I wasn't as much. What'd you think, Beloved?
Yeah, I agree. There were a couple problems here and there, but I was, for the most part, into it until the bridge. It was just, I mean, that's not the right word. In addition to, like, the falling off of the notes or whatever, it was also, like, quite flat to begin with. So it was kind of off-putting, that part. It was like, oh, this is cool. And then it's like, what was that? A couple of your runs here and there need to be polished a little bit. It just seems like some of the notes towards the ends of your run, you're not quite sure of where you're going, so they kind of go to a weird place. I really enjoyed your choruses. I thought you had good energy, but the chorus right before that bridge was messy and odd for me, which was strange because all the other ones were really good and I liked them. And I agree with the timing. Some parts were slower and some parts were faster than I remember them being. It just sounded like you were trying to fit things in where, like, if you forgot them or something like that. But I like your tone on this. I like your voice for this. I just think maybe it needs a little bit more work and nice effects.
Oh, yeah, your mixing was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. Up next, we have Nananananai.